New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back in. It is Old School, brought to you by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Every type of meat, every type of cut. They got a few Lincoln locations and one up in Omaha as well. Check them out for all your protein-based needs and more. Not just every type of meat, every type of cut. They got all sorts of stuff. A few Lincoln locations and one up in Omaha again as well. I am Moss Norman. Got just about 15 minutes or so left on the show. Big thanks to Jay for Whiteboard Wednesday, but on a Thursday. That was fun. Husker fans, I think if you caught that, you better not be on our text line complaining about the 335 again. Husker fans, if you didn't catch it, I highly recommend you go back, whether it's on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, and rewatch the video portion of it. Jay did a great job of walking all of us together through just how similar and slightly different these fronts are. Point being from Jay, really doesn't matter, right? What matters is, can you create the numbers advantage as a defense and take back any disadvantage that you might have as the offense looks at you because of how you fill gaps, because of how you, when you're one-on-ones, or you disrupt when you're double team. So that was a great breakdown from Jay. I know I always appreciate that. I'm from Nebraska. Yeah, I've watched my fair share of Husker football. That does not mean I always know what I'm talking about. So I appreciate having guys like Jay willing to break it down, right? It's a football education for me as well, and I hope that...
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Start showing up sooner than later, hopefully in time for Nebraska's bowl game. We still await the final destination for the Huskers. That will be released here in just a couple days. Sunday is officially bowl selection day. My gut keeps pointing me to Nebraska ending up in the Pinstripe Bowl, which is fine. Not exactly prestigious. Going to be cold as all heck out there in New York City. Dead of winter, Yankee Stadium. Not much in terms of blocking the wind or staying in the way. And the way the field is oriented, I think Nebraska could even hit a home run, right? Get that short Williamsport-style right field short porch that Juan Soto and Aaron Judge were absolute merchants of. But I digress. We're not talking about just how overrated Rico's Yankees are. Bubba, if you're listening on the text line, I apologize, but it's for absolutely nothing. News of the day. News of the day out of Nebraska. No new transfer portal entrance for the Huskers, but it is official. Garrett McGuire will not return to Nebraska. Sounds like he is headed back down to Texas to join his dad, Joey McGuire, on the staff at Texas Tech. Best of luck to Garrett McGuire. I wasn't sure this was going to be the move that happened. It wouldn't have shocked me if Matt Rhule had kept Garrett McGuire around. I think he does provide some value in the recruiting realm. I think he is a pretty good closer, right? He's a guy that you can depend on to build some good relationships with recruits and with their families. But I think, as we've seen the last couple of years, Nebraska didn't maximize the wide receiver talent at its potential. And I think part of that is having such a young wide receivers coach, a guy that didn't play wide receiver. Yeah, he was a quarterback. You should know something about it, but plain and simple, it wasn't good enough. It didn't cut it. And best of luck to Garrett McGuire down at Texas Tech. Of course, Nebraska brings in Dakeel Shorts Jr. He was Kentucky's wide receivers coach last year. Short NFL playing career for him. He played for Dana Holgorsen at West Virginia, worked for him there when Holgorsen was the head coach at West Virginia, and then was the receivers coach for him for the 3 years from 2021 to 2023. I do think Nebraska got a good one, a guy with plenty of recruiting ties and connections, a guy that played the position, a guy that'll know how to coach it up. And that, to me, is kind of the story of this offseason for Nebraska. Okay, you got to a bowl game. Congratulations, you did the bare minimum, but a significant bare minimum, right? You took the next step, and that's to be commended. now professionalized, right? It's time to grow up as a program. You took your first step. You're back to walking. You're not getting bruised and battered from every angle. Good. Congratulations. I don't want to knock Nebraska making a bowl game because it had to happen. Not saying it's worthy of a parade or a party, but you accomplished something that you hadn't done since 2016. Good job. Now professionalize. You made it work with a staff and with a group of players that was probably better than year one, but not as appreciably better as I think most of us would have hoped for. 5-7 to 6-6 is an improvement. They found a way to win that one extra game. But now it's time for, like I've been saying, for Matt Rhule and his staff to be right. Professionalize, right? Raise the standard. If Matt Rhule wants this to be the last time Nebraska celebrates going 6-6, some of these moves had to happen, right? The demotion of Marcus Satterfield probably had to happen. The demotion of an eventual firing of Garrett McGuire from wide receivers coach probably had to happen. Great. They were a 6-win staff. They found a way to get it done. I don't know if the coaching staff got everything it could have out of the players. I don't know if the players covered up some of the coaching shortcomings. Either way, Nebraska ended the year at 6 wins. There was probably some of both going on. Okay, you get one more opportunity to prove who you are, who you want to be, see how far you've come. But I think the page has already turned to next season, right? With Dana Holgorsen locked up, with Dakell Shorts in to coach wide receivers. You got guys that are professionals at what they do. And I think even something as small as that is a step in the right direction. Could Dakell Shorts be bringing some reinforcements to the receiver room with him? Potentially. There are a couple interesting names from Kentucky that have entered the transfer portal. I'll tell you about them to wrap up Old School.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.